Hey there, welcome aboard. You just in time for another episode of the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Garrett, and we will jump right on in. As you know, here on the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast, we talk about sports, we talk about music, and we talk about life. So in the world of sports, let's see, it's March Madness. Or March Madness, should I say, is gearing up. You have a lot of conferences having either their tournaments or their championships. Unfortunately for my University of South Carolina men's basketball team, our entry into the SEC tournament, basically, as I predicted, did not go as planned. Now, they were playing hard, I give them that, but unfortunately, the outcome was what I expected, but not what I wanted. They did not win. They lost to Ole Miss by a score of 67-61. We may or may not have seen the last of GG Jackson, as he is projected to go to the NBA. I feel like he needs to stay around for another year or two to work on his game, but that's just my opinion. As a fan and alum, I'm giving Lamont Paris some grace because it is his first season, and he basically had to do what he could with the patchwork roster. I mean, the cupboards were bare, so he had to do what he could with what he has. Hopefully, he'll be able to do something on the recruiting front, hit the portal, and bring in some of the players that he would like, right? Some of the players he wants, and we will be able to make some noise, do a lot better than we did this past season. But the man deserves some grace. So some of the fans of my school, yeah, they just need to sit down somewhere because, damn it, I mean, it's his first year. What do you expect? So give the man some grace. Also, let's see. Shout out to the College of Charleston Cougars. They basically won their tournament. Don't ask me what conference they play in because I can't say I've been following it up that closely. But I know that they won their conference tournament and they punched a ticket to the NCAA Field of 64 NCAA tournament. So we'll see how far they go. Hopefully they will go pretty far. My understanding is the team is pretty good. From what I've seen of different stat sheets and scores, it looks like they're pretty good. But, you know, it's March Madness and anything is possible. And yes, I am shouting out College of Charleston, even though I decided not to go to school there because it was too close to my home. I am, as some of you may or may not know, I am from the Charleston, South Carolina area. Shout out to exit 203, Lassen, South Carolina 29456, because that is where I grew up. So shout out to them. Let's see how far they go. South Carolina women is gearing up for the NCAA women's tournament, NCAA tournament, their own version of March Madness. My girls are going in as number one. They will come back out as number one with a trophy in their hand. That's all I'm going to say about that. Staying with the basketball front, Patrick Ewing, we found out this evening Patrick Ewing was fired by Georgetown University. Patrick was the coach of Georgetown for the past 5 or 6 years. He compiled a record of 75-109. That is not good. This past season, I think the team only won 7 games. Hell, we beat them. The University of South Carolina men's team beat them, so that ought to tell you something right there. But it's proof that just because you play hard and win on the court, that doesn't necessarily translate over to coaching success. Now, I get why Georgetown hired him, right? I mean, he's a legacy. He brought them the 1984 national championship, and he was a beast and a force to be reckoned with when he was in the NBA. So I understand why they brought him in, but now, you know, unfortunately, like I said, his on-court success did not translate to the coaching chair, if you will, or clipboard. And so we wish him the best in whatever he decides to do next. He probably should go back to the NBA and be an assistant coach, because I think he was an assistant coach with a couple teams, and he probably needs to work. Now, that's what I would do. I would go back to the NBA, be an assistant coach, and work with the centers that are currently in the game, because, you know, some of these centers are kind of soft. So if he wants to come be an assistant coach with the Lake Show, we will welcome him with open arms. Speaking of Lake Show, my Lake Show has been on a win streak lately, and we're now 9th in the Western Conference from what I saw yesterday. We are poised to where right now, if the NBA, if the regular season was to end today, we would be in a playing game. But the way that the crew is playing, we could easily be a, you know, sixth seed. And if we get a sixth seed, we don't have to worry about the playing game. We just got to worry about whoever the three seed is. So hopefully my late show will continue to streak, show people that we're not playing around and that, you know, playtime's over. The experimentation is over. We're coming for what is ours. So we'll see how that turns out. In the NFL, the only news that I see that's going on is, well, it's a couple different things. One, Aaron Rodgers is supposedly talking to the New York Jets, which I find hilarious within itself. But hey, he wants to follow in the footsteps of Brett Favre. Go right ahead. Not sure how it will play out if he was to get selected. If the Jets were to trade for him, it may give my Miami Dolphins some competition. It may just give us some fodder to say, you know what, Jets, y'all been doing too damn much. Get y'all asses back in the cellar. We'll see how that goes. We also have Lamar Jackson is in contract talks with the Baltimore Ravens and also other teams. But for some reason, they don't want to pay that man what he's looking for. I don't understand it, but you know, there's something going on behind the scenes that is keeping him from getting paid what he deserves. Now, you mean to tell me if the New York Giants can pay Daniel Jones $140 million, they can't give Lamar what he's looking for? I call bullshit. But as we all know, some people just do not think that certain quarterbacks deserve the money or that they are on the same level as others, even though we've proven time and time again our worth. So Baltimore Ravens, stop bullshitting. Give Lamar his money. Y'all know that Lamar is putting asses in seats at M&T Bank Stadium. Y'all know that. Pay that man, because if you don't, I promise you, some of these other teams that ain't saying nothing, they will. Watch what I tell you. And so that's enough sports rant for me. We're gonna go ahead and jump to the music thing. And on the music front, I'm still listening to the WizKid album. I have not finished it yet, but I will finish it tomorrow. Hopefully, when I get back on the mic Saturday, I'm planning on getting back on Saturday anyway, I will have a better review, or I will have a full review of the album. So, and also, I believe it was last week in the world of music, lost Wayne Shorter. Wayne Shorter was a jazz artist. Who I believe he was one of the innovators of what I like to call 70s jazz, which was not so much bebop, but it was more, in my opinion, it was more, you know, melodic and silky, you know, like it was, yeah, like when I think of 70s jazz, I'm thinking of like Grover Washington Jr., rest in peace. I'm thinking of Herbie Hancock, you know, I'm thinking of, Roy Ayers. Because, yes, I mean, Roy Ayers basically incorporated jazz, the jazz sound into, or modern jazz, into his music. So, Wayne Shorter was on that level. I actually came across one of his albums, courtesy of Spotify, right? I came across one of his albums listening to a song, and I was like, okay, yeah, I see why, you know, people are nostalgic for, I guess, what would be considered modern jazz. So rest in peace, Wayne Shorter. Other than that, on the life front, I'll just keep it short, sweet, to the point. You gotta, in life, I've realized that you have to have a spirit of gratitude. You gotta have a spirit of gratefulness. What I've noticed is that in my own world, in my own life here, since I started taking on a more spirit of gratefulness and gratitude, I've noticed that people are more willing to help me when I need assistance with stuff. I guess before I was just so mistrusting of people, didn't, you know, was mad at what people would say and would take it to heart and holding grudges and stuff like that. And so I guess because I was doing that, I'm looking for the words here, but I guess basically people could feel the spirit of that, and so they were less willing to help, or they would be less willing to deal with me. But since I realized that, you know, I look back at how things used to be and I look at how things are now, and I'm grateful that I'm not where I once was. And so I'm trying to incorporate that into my life, as far as I don't want to be who I once was. I'm going to be a better version of myself. Now, it's crazy that it's taking me this long to figure that out, but sometimes, you know, that's what it takes. Like, some people, people don't change overnight. But, and if you do want to make change, you got to be willing to make the change. You have to want to make the change. And so that's what I've been trying to do. And so one of the things I've been trying to do is have a better spirit of gratefulness and a spirit of gratitude, and realizing that, are things perfect? No, because I'm not perfect. But things could be a hell of a lot worse than what they are. And trust me, I've seen and experienced hell of a lot worse. So, but now from here on in, I'm trying to have a spirit of gratefulness, a spirit of gratitude. One of the things that's been helping me get to that point is just, like I said, I'm still on the journey of, I guess you could say, self-healing, and the journey of, you know, bettering myself mentally. Physically, I'm moving a little slower as far as bettering myself that way, but, you know, I know I need to tighten up, and I know I keep saying it, but just a matter of me getting off my tail and, you know, making it happen. But one of the things I've been doing, I listen to a lot of different podcasts. You know, I always plug The Mindset Mentor by Rob Dial Jr. He's actually here. You can find his podcast on Spotify as well, and Apple Podcasts, etc., etc. But I've been listening to a lot of that. I just found another podcast. I think the guy's name Lewis Hayes. Goodness, hold on, I'm gonna take one second here. Because apparently he came up with a new book, and Lewis House, that's his name, Lewis House. He has a podcast called The School of Greatness. I started listening to that today. I'm in one episode now. And so that, listening to that kind of stuff instead of listening to negativity has actually been helping me. But I also try to keep a balance too. Like, I listen to other podcasts as well. Like, I listen to a little bit of Dave Ramsey, because they do offer a lot of good financial advice and tips, even though you could tell that his political views kind of lean to the right. And a lot of his proteges also kind of flow in that direction, but they do offer good financial advice. I also listen to Earn Your Leisure. Earn Your Leisure is a hell of a good podcast if you're looking for, you know, just financial tips, hints. I mean, just be inspired, you know. I mean, just think, these two brothers basically got together and, you know, they just start talking about finances. They talk about investments. They talk about all kinds of stuff. And they started off small, and here they are now. You know, they have tens of millions of listeners. They're bringing on heavy hitters and big timers that also, if you just listen to what they say, can inspire you. And so that's what I've been on, and that's what I'm trying to do with this podcast right here, is just try to, you know, inspire people, tell a few jokes, talk about sports, and, you know, that's what we're here for, right? So, that being said, I'm going to go ahead and shut it down for the evening, because it's after 7:30 and I'm starting. But if you like what you hear on the podcast, please like it, please share it, please play it, please leave a review, please let the world know that the Nerdy Little Bubba podcast is here for you, because we are here for you. I'm planning some big things within the coming year, within this coming year, so just stay tuned. I know I'm starting off as most people do. You start off small, build big. So that's what I want to do, and that's what we are going to do. So that's all that I have. I will sign off now and wish all my listeners, as I always do, I wish you nothing but peace and one love. Y'all take care. Until next time.